Couple of bills this week that took some time. One of them is yours. It's Senate Bill 525, which I believe is a repeat from last session.
Yes, it is. It's one I got passed last year out of the Senate, and the House did not take it up, did not make it out of committee. I don't really understand why, but I had to talk with the committee chairman. This year, he agreed to get it out early. So I was able to third read it and get it out, and it is on its way to the House. And I think the House will have one to the Senate shortly. And basically what it does, it allows nonprofits, churches, anything nonprofit charity-wise, to serve food that's not prepared in a state-approved kitchen at fundraisers. So cemeteries can do that at churches. I've got reports from all over the state, a lot of rogue health inspectors that have shut down fundraising in my own area. That was the Pregnancy Resource Center. They shut down a dinner for that, or had to change it completely because of that. They had the famous Cherry Blossom Festival there. They shut down a soup dinner for that, had them shut down cemetery things, ice cream socials. Even in Joplin during the tornado, a rogue health department came along, tried to shut down the Cattlemen Association for going over there and preparing hamburgers and feeding these people. So it was way out of hand, and I think we were able to take control of it back with this.
Became a question of time, and in part last year, but this year, hopefully some more time and cooperation from the House. Hopefully we'll see something go to the governor's desk.
Yes, and the leadership is very good about getting it out there early. I mean, we are starting to handle quite a few bills out on the Senate floor right now, but leadership was very good about letting me take this and get it out there early. And the vote count, I forgot what it was, but it's about everybody was in favor of it.
This week, the bulk of the time was spent on Senate Bill 493, which is a school transfers bill. I think one of the big lessons to take away from this particular issue, at least in terms of the Senate, was how well and cohesively the Senate worked together to spend a lot of time over just a period of 2 days on one bill.
This very contentious bill, or just everything about the school transfer thing out of Kansas City and St. Louis, dealing with the unaccredited schools and how to handle them. And I'm proud of the Senate. We, as a body, have not backed off of anything controversial, jumped right in the middle of it and tried to come forth with improving this situation and coming forth with something to resolve the situation and make things better. And this situation, I think, was there 9 bills combined into one. Out of 34 senators, 17 different people had input into it, regardless of which side of the aisle they're on, whether they're Democrat or Republican. And I think there was 20-some amendments maybe added to it. So not a perfect bill like all of them. But there again, the cooperation that I'm seeing between Senate members, whether they're far right, far left, I think they're working strong trying to do what's best for what they feel is best for the state of Missouri and for the people in the state.
As we near the midway mark, a couple of months under our belts now with this session, I'm sure we'll see a lot more of that type of working together between now and the middle of May.
Yeah, you'll see a lot of up here just voting against something because it's some Republican's bill or some Democrat's bill, but I'm not seeing that in the Senate this year. I'm really proud of the Senate, the way they're reacting to the various bills and keeping their eyes and ears open and seeing what's good for the state of Missouri.